今天记住的历史人物杨慎。
Today's historical figure, Yang Shen.
你有没有想过端午节为什么只纪念屈原？如果屈原只代表忠，那么孝呢？
Have you ever wondered why the Dragon Boat Festival only commemorates Qian and not Qian alone?
烈呢？
What's up?
那些同样被值得记住的人被遗忘在哪里？
Where are the other equally deserving people who have been forgotten?
今天咱们聊一个人叫杨慎，和今天的节日。
Today, let's talk about a person named Yang Shen and today's holiday.
端午节关系重大。
Dragon Boat Festival is very important.
在那个时候
At that time,
明朝的端午节怎么过的？
How did the Ming Dynasty celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival?
端午是法定假日。
Dragon Boat Festival is a public holiday.
百官只放假一天。
The officials only took a day off.
今天可是三天居家。
Today is a day of 3 days.
皇帝会赐给大臣公膳、彩陶、艾虎和粽子。
The emperor would give ministers congratulatory gifts, such as candied fruits, tea, and dumplings.
民间家家挂钟馗像，插菖蒲。
Every household hangs a portrait of Shui along with symbols.
喝雄黄酒。
Drink saffron wine.
妇女戴艾虎头饰，小孩鬓角簪。
Women wearing hair accessories, children's hair clips.
石榴花。
Pomegranate flower.
北京人把端午节叫女儿节。
Beijing people call the Dragon Boat Festival Daughter's Day.
要把出嫁的女儿接回娘家。
To bring the daughter back to her parents' home after her wedding.
南方江河上全是龙舟。
There are dragon boats all over the southern rivers.
但如果你问一个明朝人
But if you ask a Ming Dynasty person,
端午节是为了纪念谁？
The dragon boat festival is to commemorate whom?
他大概率也会告诉你屈原。
He will probably tell you about Qian.
然后如果你遇到的是一个读过杨慎书的人，
Then, if you encounter someone who has read Yang Shen's book,
他会告诉你不，端午纪念的不止。
He will tell you how to decorate for the Dragon Boat Festival.
屈原，杨慎是谁？
Who is Yang Shen of Qian?
他可是大明才子，正德6年的状元。
He was a talented young man in the 6th year of the Shang Emperor.
他父亲杨廷和是当朝首辅。
His father, Yang Ting, was the chief minister of the current dynasty.
他本该是一帆风顺的官二代。
He was supposed to be a smooth sailing offspring of an official.
但大礼仪事件中
But in the large scale event,
他触怒嘉靖皇帝被廷杖几乎打死。
He was furious that the Emperor Jiajing was almost killed by the court and buried.
然后流放云南，一去。
Then, after being exiled to Yan'an,
就是30多年，至死未归。
To be loyal to it for 30 years and then to die for it.
在流放地。
In exile,
他像一个被时代抛弃的人。
He was like a person who had been abandoned by time.
满朝故旧。
Old friends.
无人敢替他说话。
No one dared to speak for him.
昔日同僚避之不及。
Former colleagues avoided it.
但他没有沉沦。
But he didn't succumb.
他做了一件当时看来毫无功利可言的事，读书。
He did something that seemed pointless at the time, reading,
考证，著述,
researching and writing books.
他写了一本单迁总录。
He wrote a record of single family relocation.
里面有一篇关于端午的文章。
There is an article about Dragon Boat Festival inside.
直接颠覆了当时所有人对端午节的认知。
Completely overturned everyone's perception of the Dragon Boat Festival at that time.
一个被流放的人开始重新定义。
A banished person starts to redefine.
端午。
Dragon Boat Festival.
他说。
He said.
端午非独为钓趣也。
Dragon Boat Festival is not only for appeasing the dragon.
端午节不只是为了凭吊屈原。
Dragon Boat Festival is not just for commemorating Qian.
他也考证出在屈原之前5月5日就有了纪念活动。
He also proved that there were commemorative activities on May 5th before Qian.
吴国人在这天纪念伍子胥，那个被冤杀悬木于城门。
The people of Wu mourned the death of Gaojian, who was unjustly killed at his tomb located at the city gate.
眼看故国灭亡的列丈夫，会稽人。
A husband from Mucheng, witnessing the destruction of his homeland.
在这天纪念曹娥。
On this day, we commemorate Cao Yi.
那个14岁的少女为寻父师。投江而死。
The 14-year-old girl committed suicide by jumping into the river.
以死尽孝。
To die for filial piety.
还有介子推、越王勾践，不同地方的人都在这一天。
Also, the people from different places of King Zhu and Xu Liang were all there on this day.
纪念着各自心中最有风骨的人。
Remembering the people who have the most admirable qualities in their hearts.
Yang Shen 把这些散落在不同地域。
Yang Shen gathered these scattered across different regions.
不同时代的纪念做了一个石破天惊的总结。
Different eras have made a stunning summary.
他说端午所纪念的非独亦中字。
He said that the word loyal but not exclusive that the Dragon Boat Festival commemorates.
还包括烈。
It also includes the fierce.
他把这个节日的内核概括为4个字。
He summarized the essence of this festival in 4 words.
忠孝节烈。可以仔细品一下这。
Loyal and dedicated, please savor it carefully.
4个字。
These 4 characters.
屈原代表的是什么？
What does Qian represent?
忠而被谤。
To be criticized and ridiculed.
以死殉国。
Die for a cause.
曹娥代表的是什么？
What does Cao represent?
孝感动。
Moved by filial piety.
天以死殉父。伍子胥代表的是什么？
What does Wu Zixu's death represent?
烈，刚烈不屈。
Resilient and unyielding.
以死殉志。
Suicide by self-immolation.
还有节，介子推。
There are also offspring.
宁可烧死也不出山，是节义之节。
It's better to burn to death than to go into the mountains.
杨慎为什么在流放地做出了这个总结？
Why did Yang Shen make this conclusion in the exile?
因为他自己就是这4个字的活体。
Because he is the living embodiment of these 4 words.
他忠，嘉靖皇帝把他打成那样。
He beat him into that state by the emperor.
他至死没有怨恨一句。
He never regretted it until his death.
他笑他父亲杨廷和被连累罢官。
He laughed at his father, Yang Ting, who was implicated and removed from office.
他在流放地日夜思念，他结三十多年。
He thought of his 30-odd years of imprisonment day and night.
流放，多少人劝他向家境认个错。
How many people advised him to apologize to Jair Jing?
低个头就能回来。
You can come back even if you are short.
他不，他烈。
He is not a hero.
他把毕生心血倾注。
He poured all his life's efforts into it.
在学术上写下了四百多种著作。
Published 400 works in academia.
在异乡的荒山。
In the wilderness of a foreign land.
活成了一个不可摧毁的精神符号。
Become an indestructible spiritual symbol.
他定义端午其实是在定义自己。
He defines Dragon Boat Festival as a way to define himself.
他告诉我们
He told us,
端午节从来不只是粽子和龙舟。
Dragon Boat Festival is not just about Zongzi and Dragon Boats.
它是一个为被辜负的人招魂的节日。
It is a festival for summoning the spirits of those who have been wronged.
在流放中为端午招魂。
To summon the Dragon Boat Festival in exile.
听着像在做某种仪式。
It sounds like a ritual is being performed.
屈原被楚国辜负了，伍子胥。
Huon was betrayed by Chu.
被吴国辜负了。
He was wronged by Wu.
曹娥被江水辜负了。
Kale was betrayed by the river.
杨慎被他的时代辜负了。
Gang was betrayed by his time.
但端午让这些人没有被彻底遗忘。
But Duan will allow these people to not be completely forgotten.
今天我们过端午节。
Today we celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival.
很少有人去想这四个字的精神重量。
Few people think about the spiritual weight of these four words.
但杨慎把这个精神骨架打好了。
But Yang Sheng has built this mental framework.
让端午从单一的地方祭司变成了承载儒家核心伦理的教化节日。
Let the Dragon Boat Festival become a festival that embodies the core Confucian ethics.
他让不同地域。
He made it possible for people from different regions.
不同信仰的人。
Different faiths
都能在端午节里找到自己纪念的那个人。
You can find the person you want to commemorate on Dragon Boat Festival.
你纪念屈原，他纪念伍子胥。
You commemorate Huon and his commemoration of Wu Zixu.
有人纪念曹娥，都没错。
It's right to commemorate Cao Yi.
忠孝节烈都在端午节。
Loyalty, righteousness, and self-sacrifice all happen on the Dragon Boat Festival.
这一天被一条龙舟舵着。
This day was cut by a dragon boat.
飘过两千多年。
Past 2,000 years.
杨慎这声呐喊，在今天听来尤其珍贵。
Yang Shen's cry is especially precious to listen to today.
因为我们今天过端午节
Because today is Dragon Boat Festival
只剩下粽子
Only the Zongzi remains
只剩下龙舟
Only the Dragon Boat remains
只剩下三天假期
Only 3 days left
我们记得屈原
We remember Huon
但很少有人记得伍子胥
But few remember Wu Zixu
我们知道曹娥的故事
We know the story of Cao Yi
但很少有人在这一天为他所感怀
But few people were thinking of him on that day
杨慎在500年前的那个荒山里
In the desolate mountain 500 years ago
孤独地举起了一盏灯
A lonely man raised a lamp.
一个被遗忘的命题。
A forgotten proposition.
在今天重新被提起。那盏灯。
Today, the lamp was brought up again.
上刻着四个字。
Four characters are engraved on it.
忠孝节烈。
Loyal and patriotic.
他在提醒所有后来人。
He reminded all those who came after him.
一个民族的精神谱系。
A nation's spirit is expressed through its culture.
不该只纪念一种美好，忠之外。
Not only should we commemorate one kind of beauty, but also.
还有孝，孝周。
In addition to filial piety.
哎，还有节。每一种被历史辜负的品格都值得在每年的这一天。
And every virtue that has been unjustly neglected by history deserves to be celebrated on this day.
被郑重地想起。
Remind.
杨慎死在云南，至死。
Yang Shun died in Yan'an.
没有回过故乡。
No return to hometown.
但他重新定义的端午节
But he redefined the Dragon Boat Festival
被后人一代一代传了下来
Passed down from generation to generation
直到今天
Until today
我们赛龙舟吃粽子刮艾草
We race dragon boats eat sticky rice dumplings and harvest mugwort
冥冥之中还在回应他那声孤独的呐喊。
In the silence, she still responded to his lonely cry.
现在的端午不能只剩假期了。
Nowadays, Dragon Boat Festival is not just a holiday.
在这个端午节
This Dragon Boat Festival.
当江上鼓声再次响起
When the drums once again sounded on the river,
希望你也能记起他，记起这个被时代抛弃。
I hope you can also remember him remembering this, which was abandoned by the times.
去用一个节日为所有被辜负者招魂的人。
Instead, it calls upon all those who have been wronged to come together for a single holiday.
端午非独钓屈原。
Dragon Boat Festival is not just about fishing for Qian.
忠孝节烈
Loyalty, patriotism, and self-sacrifice.
那些被辜负的品格值得每一个时代记住
The virtues that have been neglected deserve to be remembered by every era.
其实每个人的端午都有各自的意义
In fact,Each person has their own meaning for the Dragon Boat Festival.
最多的意义是什么?
What is the most meaningful?
评论区聊一下呗。
Let's discuss it in the comments.
关注我，带你透过历史缝隙。
Follow me and I will take you through the gaps of history.
看懂人情世故。
Understanding human relationships and social customs.
每天了解一个历史人物。
Learn one historical figure every day.
我们下期见。
See you next time.